Blog Talk Radio.
I will stand up and fight for all rights. I will find a way to survive. Not an easy way out, easy way out. Fighting to be free. It's not an easy way out, easy way out. Trapped in society. It's not an easy way out, easy way out. Fighting to be free. It's not an easy way out, easy way out. Trapped in society. It's a troubled world, yes I know. The signs of the times, yes it shows. Corruption as it grows. When will it end? Only Jah Jah knows. And so much injustice, we gotta fight it. Good over evil must prevail. Is all we know, but wisdom is too much for a fool. Cause we got the knowledge, a way which you mold them. Jah is in control.
hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in calm ocean turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now. At this hour, this is what we're going to
say. What your life can truly be. Shine and star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Once again, it is Sunday night, and y'all know what that night is. That's the Ethiopian World Federation, a Women's Auxiliary, Local 26, and your host with the most and the most intelligent, the most extensively trained person to understand all what's going on, what's happening in today's news, the currency, what's happening in diaspora, what's going on with us as a people, no other than the beautiful, wonderful, intelligent, nice and kind and considerate Mrs. Shady Gomez. Give her a nice hand. Let her into the studio.
Well, well, well. Thank you so very, very much, Dr. Reverend Ron Robinson, for your kind welcome, as you normally do on Sundays. I thank you so very much. And a really, really pleasant and warm Sunday evening to my listening audience. This is Sadie Gomez of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, Local 26 Woman Auxiliary, coming to you live and alive on this wonderful Sunday evening. It's wonderful, yet it's raining, but I like the rain. So for those of us who like the rain, sitting into this wonderful program, you know, where you get to join in, you get to chime in, you get to weigh in, because it's your show as well, where we examine all truths. You know what we do on this Sunday. We just take the things that are stuck under the rug. We pull it out. We examine it. Sometimes we put it back, but for most times we just expose it, because we do the truths on this side of town on Sundays. We just like to know what's going on, who's doing what, and here we are. So if I don't have the news and you have the news, you are here to share it with me. So my topic of choice for this evening, of course, a wonderful, wonderful human rights activist, a brother, a father, a great icon for the black community, Mr. Harry Belafonte. He said his last goodbye. He sang his last song. And I think, you know, daylight came and he had to go home. But a wonderful time spent upon the earth, 96 years. That's a great life. That's a great time. And I know at this time, he is there with the ancestors. And as the Queen sent me a small video, you know, which I can't show because, of course, it's radio. But it was wonderful to see him singing one of the classics, Mama Le Kabubu Day. It was a real Caribbean kind of song when we were growing up. And it really tickled me and warmed my heart. But for all of us who have moments where we can recap great moments with Mr. Belafonte in whichever way you can, you know, you can share it with me this evening. I was fortunate also to have a sister share a picture of Mr. Belafonte with her sister. And that was really quite thrilling, you know, that really, really was a moment. So he had his time around. And of course, you know, the ladies, we knew he was iconic in that time for us, because it was really pleasant in the eyes. We love Mr. Belafonte. We love to just even look at Mr. Harry Belafonte. So he's gone now, but will not be forgotten. We loved him. We will miss him, of course. But he had his time in the sun. He had his time with us. He granted us a favor of giving us such a pleasurable, warm spirit, one that we could have as examples, and a wonderful icon indeed. He, as I said, daylight has come and he really had to go home. 96 years, Mr. Harry Belafonte, we salute you. And if we should be so grateful to make it to such ages as well, may we look as good as you did in your ages as you entered into your golden and twilight ages. So for that, you know, we have a studio audience give us a little bit of salute on Mr. Belafonte, but also on a more serious note, of which, you know, Sadie Sundays, we got to drop it really serious, examine things that are going on from various angles. So what happened on Friday evening in Texas, Houston, Texas, a neighbor was firing off his gun in his front yard, which, of course, is okay to do so. It's your property, and, of course, the gun laws are quite different where there's freedom to carry. But as the news reported, the neighbors came to his fence and asked him to quiet it down or slow it down or probably even stop. But they went to him and asked him. But the neighbor was quite enraged a few minutes after he went to their house, and he killed five of them, including an 8-year-old child. Two people were spared, however, and I guess they, you know, for whatever reason, you know, he missed those two. Someone, I guess, have to live to tell the story. And here it is. This gunman, however, is at large, has not yet been captured. And we know, of course, people will be shaking in their boots because, of course, he is armed and dangerous. Not knowing what kind of skills he has, training he has, perhaps, or otherwise, but is one to be feared because such a brazen, really, really act that, you know, where are you going to run and hide? You were the next door neighbor. Everybody would know your name, your face, because it's a community. So, I mean, we know who it is at this time. His name is given. His face is, I guess, posted all along, but I saw a small clip on the newsfeed. I am sorry to report, however, it's a Spanish family. I believe they are from Honduras or Ecuador. Their remaining family has to be informed, so that's why there's that small bit of news. Everyone has not been identified yet, or the news hasn't really given you full information as yet. But imagine the life of the families at home would probably depend on these folks over here who make the American dollar to send home to help mind the rest of the family. Of course, that's a lot of situations, and within the Caribbean families, within the Spanish families, the ones who come here to make life better, supposedly, and to, of course, take care of those who are at home. So indeed, quite a loss in a family as well, seeing that five people died at the same time, including an 8-year-old. I don't know if it was a boy or girl, can't remember, but just an 8-year-old not having a chance to even enjoy life, see life, know life, or even understand why such a tragedy. But this is indeed a really grave situation, but is a situation that has happened. It happened on Friday last, which is just about 2 or 3 days ago, and it's something that, of course, on the side of town, we examine it as to when things like this happen, how best do we deal with a situation. At not all times can we solve a situation, but it's good for us if we know how we can handle such a situation. Pre-adventure, the situation recur, because most times a situation like this has some sort of recurrences. There is that copycat killer, there's that crazy man down the road who say, wait, is it okay if I shoot up my neighbor? Because they really pissed me off. I'm not even feeling good right now. Because how do we fix something so delicate without upsetting each other on each side? Living near to someone, you're always having to deal with something called a personality. The person lives near to you, close to you, is not your family, but the fence that separates you is sometimes is almost in your yard. They in your yard, you in their yard, it's just one fence sometimes. Of course, you own your property, your front yard, if you to do whatever you want. I, on the other hand, who prefer to live peaceably with all men, I often just say good morning to my neighbor, keep it moving. I really don't want no further conversation, but I just wanted to be really polite and kind. My neighbor, however, is also kind and polite, and he says the good morning too, keep it moving. So that's a friendly, livable sort of relationship that I have established in my neighborhood, seeing that it's two houses, yeah, private houses, but it's just a fence. I mean, barely some yard, but it's your neighbor. And what sense does it make that you have to live near to this person? This person is almost on top of your back, and then you're having animosity with this person. That's no way for living. As I said, I would prefer to live peaceably with all men, if possible, which was, you know, what is the intention really for us as human, having a civilized relationship as brother and sister, even though we may be of different nationalities sometimes, but one could be a brother, one could be a sister, depending on some of the conditions by which, you know, we often find ourselves living under. Because sometimes the kindness of people, that not your blood relative, but it's okay, they drop by and give you, you know, some apples, some grapes, you know, a bottle of water for the summer. You know, people can be kind, and we should show kindness as well. So this is just to have the conversation concerning the incident that occurred on Friday in Houston, Texas. We all have neighbors, and I pray that, you know, none of us has one that could be so violent to knock on the front door and shoot five of us in there. So we hope something like that would not reoccur or come down, trickle down along the line, because, of course, the copycat killers just wait for the next crazy thing and, oh, it just sparks something in their crazy brain and off they go. So here we are with our neighbors. Here we are saluting Mr. Harry Belafonte, and, of course, it's Sadie Sunday. So can you please tell me, Dr. Robinson, how we are looking in our studio?
We're looking very clear now. If you want to go to a commercial and come back.
All right, maybe we can do so. Let's pay some bills.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Entertainment. Worldwide. Network. Network. We on live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. On your mind. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We on time. We on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Lane. I'm on Payman with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? This your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checking Traps.
This your peace, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
It's your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? This is Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hamston.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Wreck.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You dig?
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted,
enlightened, and entertained. Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled Sag Pants Equals a Sag Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of The Winning Team. Contact 2Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keith and Miss CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is so seductive, live.com. Log on to soseductivelive.com. So Seductive Live has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to soseductivelive.com. I believe in fashion, so Seductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategies, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners. And how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success. And experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
And we are back.
Oh, yes, we are. Again, a wonderful Sunday, a rainy Sunday. A lot of people are with their families or under their covers because of that type of Sunday where you really just want to go under your covers. But I don't know where the queen is this Sunday. So shall we salute the queen? Is she around?
I believe she's here. Let's bring her on the radio here.
646-363.
Welcome. Members, ask your partner, ask your forgiveness, my love. Queen Olabisa, you were correct. People, I'm going to say this is the radio show.
Another love fest Sunday.
The little boy with the Buna, what they call that man again? The little boy with the priest, the Buna or something like that. Is that what you call it?
Last Sunday, the little boy. You guys seem like you got a whole lot of names for stuff. So you're gonna keep
the
some stuff too, you know?
My thoughts go south.
And if you have an innocent mind, that was said would not be offensive in the least. Okay? But if you got a dirty mind on a rainy Sunday evening.
Did I hear somebody with some salacious accusations of a little boy?
Words don't come easily. Forgive me. Anyway, that's my birthday song today, man.
Okay, I hear you. I'm still reading from excitement because today my grandson had his first mixed martial arts tournament and he won. I mean, first shot he tagged that kid down, man. I mean, when he got there, they said they got to put him in a different category. Then they found somebody with a 7 wins, no losses to pit against him. I know that guy regretted that.
Wow, beautiful. How old is he?
He's 12.
Wow, that's beautiful. Wonderful.
He broke that winning streak. He broke that winning streak. I had to drive all the way out to Morrison,
congratulations,
in New Jersey, but it was worth every mile.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I just wanted to say my apology, and see, that's a wonderful thing that you're in a good mood, and I got my apology out, and the little boy
was
actually in India.
What were you apologizing for?
Well, you remember the little boy there with the boona and the kiss on the lip and suck my tongue and blah, 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 and I thought it was disgusting, bad, or whatever.
The
Dalai Lama, there you go.
You think the Dalai Lama can handle it, Tom? Dalai Lama like Jesus, and it's tell people, you don't need to be offensive or defensive for Jesus. Just like the Dalai Lama. He can take his punches first and roll with them too.
Amen. They were actually in India, and Mumbai, and India, and I happen to have office partners over there, and I spoke to them, and they said, yeah, it was no big deal, blah, blah, blah. The guy knew the parents, and so you were correct. It was no big deal. So, people, I shall say sorry.
That's all right. But that's the whole they have on us, because they control the media. You see, our opinion sway based on the information we are inundated with. That's why I tell people, I go with what my grandma says. Believe none of what you hear and only half of what you see.
Mm. The Bible
says none of
what
you hear and only half of what you see.
Wow.
Because
when they want to create a
scenario, when they want to create some narratives, these are the different ways that they are able to do. We just going to try our best to be so on God that when stuff is happening, we are not letting them make us jump to conclusion prematurely.
Amen.
But sometimes we do need to take action. Sometimes we do need to come out of the, you know, come out and do what we have to do. But we must ensure always that they are not manipulating us. And they are masters at manipulation. They are able easily to manipulate us. You know? So we're just gonna be diligent when they pulling their puppet strings, you know? But
that's
no
true.
Love, no love lost. Our love so strong, nothing can shake that.
I feel the thing, ain't no stopping us now. Oh, my goodness.
Ain't no stopping us now.
I think you started something.
No, baby.
I don't start nothing,
but I can't finish. So I'm going to finish what I started, baby.
I know this is silly Sunday.
I know Sadie has a listen. I can see Sadie's cheek just touch her hair.
You know I'm a lover and not a fighter. I enjoy these conversations more than anything else. I'm blushing from cheek to cheek. You caught me. And it's only radio. What if it's TV?
If we on TV, now it's a whole different story. Hey, it's Sunday Sunday, you know. And it's wet. And wet.
Don't say that word too much when rain falling, you know, because you're West Indian mind. When they hear wet, they could add other things to it. And people can be in trouble.
Only
in my head to finish on your own show, you know.
Who has an innocent mind, who has a clean and decent mind, will not find anything offensive. But if you have a dirty mind and you're one of the dirty dozen, well, then you will start to imagine all manner of it.
As I ask again, are you making some salacious accusations?
Not. Listen, you have to remember you have an American audience, you know, and you start to come with a whole dictionary in your mouth. Listen careful. They might we have to stand up. We have to stand up in the exam with the standard for the verbal ability book and tell you all the different synonyms of the word.
You know, there's also a Calypso alphabet, so if somebody say wet me down, it has all different sort of connotations. So don't say wet. That could go in plenty directions.
Well, listen, an extempo arena has taught us that you could take one word and you could make a whole extempo back and forth for what? Quite a few seconds, you know. You could make some good rounds with that, too.
You know, that's the command of the English language.
But saying so, this is not natural rain, eh? So let me cut to the chase now. We enjoying it, and those who get to stay inside get a love of proper and good, you know? Sorry for them little side chicken on a woman and them, because a day like a day, nothing for you. You better look at your
mind. One has gone inside. Side chicks have to take a vacation today.
You understand? If you had more than one wife, when you see the rain fall, so Friday you had one, then Saturday you take the next wife, Sunday you take the next wife, you understand? And if you're lucky, Monday you take the potential wife.
I fight these men at my wife, how we marry them with black men off.
There you go. I thought she was talking one at a time, but she's talking all at one time.
Rather than fake a headache.
Just find the next wife that you can agree with, because I plan to get one to clean the house when I get older, so I don't learn, you know. From the time I hit a certain age, I'm getting the next wife, because I clean in the house.
I have to get me a sister wife.
I am first wife. I surely get second wife, because my old wife will not be clean house and cooking.
Y'all making it very easy on the man. All the man got to sit back and let y'all
young
visit the wife.
A sister wife. Say right, a sister wife.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just to help out around the house and chores and certain other things, because, you know, a girl can get tired after a certain age, and we want to preserve ourselves. So here we go. We find our husband another wife.
Wow.
I have already planned it.
Wow. I don't know how easy it is on here, you know, because if he also getting older, listen, sometimes they will spice up more than they could chew, you know. It'll not be a punishment if I get a sister wife, you know. Because when the bell rings, and you can't come out from the corner.
Well, let's go. Then we go see where Bali grow. Because, you know, they have plenty of ambition and they like to run around. So rather than run around, you say, well, let me get you one man. Go run around. Let me bring home.
All right. I'm just releasing one of my sons. He went with me. He was my grandson's coach, you know.
Uh-huh.
He did all this.
Wow.
He was the one able to bring the whole bring the whole game to the header. I sent you the video, Sister Sadie. It's also on my WhatsApp. Not my WhatsApp.
Okay,
my Instagram. Yeah, I mean, just to see it in action was a beautiful, beautiful. Oh boy, it was a beautiful thing. All right. Will do.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
So we don't want our other studio audience to feel left out. So let's let them chime in for a second. Who do we have
okay,
waiting in?
We're going to open 347-737.
347-737, your mic is open.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Sister Sadie, what is this y'all talking about? I know, come on, and all I hear is jokes about second husband and sister wife and you.
This is Sadie Sunday, where we're looking to get wives for our husbands when we get old so they won't have to cheat. So we decide here what? Before we have confusion and we old age, we look for a pretty young one, bring her in the house to clean the house, and we tell husband here what? This is your second wife. Becoming a clean house and cook and all them things there. So we have our life set, and you can chime in, sister, and decide it's a good idea because we don't want you cheating and you running around and all this thing. So we just going to set house in order. Your thoughts?
I think I need one because I could be tired. So it's a win for everybody. I have converted the whole of the listening, Sadie Sunday listening audience. It's a win for everybody, and I'm sure in the past I had one and I didn't even know I had one.
Knowledge is safety.
That's what we're all too talking about. If we have to keep it real, I sure had one or two of them. And I didn't invite them. They enjoyed this. How much time did that break down? And he was trying to fix the tire. And how much time he partner and them was doing a little cook. I'm coming just now because, you know, they're having some problems. Somebody has to bring the charcoal and they volunteer me to go and get the charcoal. So
so
the fire can't start without me, without the charcoal. I have more horns than a porcupine.
No, stop it.
Oh, God. I have more horns than a unicorn. Well, a unicorn only has one horn. So
well, that's
I have 20 more horns.
Well, right. I tell them when they give me my bun, make sure they give me cheese. I'm telling you now.
This is a proper climax to my awesome day. Pun intended.
And here the word of choice.
Pun intended. Oh, Lord. Hey, this is indeed. So back to the natural or unnaturalness of this rain that we're experiencing. I want to therefore remember that earlier this week, you guys were having a first day where your electronics were all off because we had a third day.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember? Yeah, and then suddenly, on the tail end of that, right there, after all the earth day, boom, here comes the rain in torrents for days, flooding all over the place. I mean,
I don't know who think that that's natural, but I know that they're natural.
Well,
we have those big boys, CERN, to blame all those things, you know, in operation.
All this happened during my Earth Day.
They wanted to try something on that day when they tell everybody turn off their phone for Earth Day. Something they was trying, and they needed to minimize the
use of the 5G.
The Wi-Fi use and all of that. So they could run the experiment. Because right after that, I don't know if they launch a new sun, what they call it, sonic wave. You know, sonic wave.
Oh, yes.
Sonar wave. Is it sonar or sonic?
Well, all you know is it brings on weather modification.
Yeah. You understand? I am watching and seeing all of this beautiful happening here, one after the other, and I'm saying to myself, wow, look at this. But all the things come to an end,
But also, speaking of extreme weather, anybody notice it has been snowing in Saudi Arabia?
Oh.
Last week, it snowed in Saudi Arabia.
It's quite
it had
possible,
a flurry.
Saudi Arabia was one of the leading countries in BRICS, Saudi Arabia, Russia, China, UK, well not UK, United Kingdom, Brazil,
Iran,
and I understand that since then, the initial maybe 15 to 20 has been joined by double the amount. So really, our hold on the economy and the ability to manipulate it to suit ourselves as the head of the Western civilization, as the great powerhouse and the greatest country in the world, we have been reduced to mere mortar. Additionally, this is coming on the back end of all that has transpired over the past couple of years with the jabber 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 jaws. Pretty much you find that you are hearing a lot of people who are dying of natural causes at age 48, 50, 50 something. I myself over the past months have lost two people, you know. And pretty much one of them, along with the family, could explain why and what was causing it. And they sent her home with a breathing apparatus. And within a week, she comes out, you know. She had this massive stroke or whatever they want to call it, but her brain died, and eventually they said when they test, she was functioning zero, so they pulled the plug. You know, so this is a time to really do a lot of introspection and a lot of reflection so that, you know, those that you love know you really love them. Those that you
Amen.
Don't, you need to understand why you don't and where we went wrong and mend bridges, you know, instead of building fences, maybe now we could create some bridges to each other and teach each other.
Amen.
But it's critical. It's really critical
at
this juncture. And because it's so critical.
I'm glad you said that. I just want to send some shout out and some prayers to a good brother, Jamie Foxx, who got sick the other day. He's in the emergency room. We're in the emergency room now. He's admitted to the hospital. They're not saying it's a stroke or whatever, but I know he's still there, and he's not totally recovered. And they don't know if he was poisoned or whatever it is, but prayers to him. He's a good brother. I knew him as a little boy. I know his mother. He's just a good person. He's just one of those people that love people, love black people. Anything you call him to, no matter how small it is, I remember calling him for a small event, nothing big. And, you know, these guys are trying to come up into the music industry and the entertainment industry. It's not good to take little venues. And he came and he performed, and he donated, he supported. Just a good brother. He's a real, and he helped young people get into the music, get into the industry. And, you know, so my prayers go out to him, his family, his daughters, you know, his mother, father, you know, and it's a tragedy. And they think somebody's potentially doing it, you know, it's a long story. But I'm just saying, you know, prayers out to him. As you say, you know, send prayers out to those that you, people that you know, people that you, you care about and think about, you know, and sometimes, you know, you have to do that. So, you know, definitely, you know, that, yeah.
Mend the bridges, you know, mend the bridges.
Amen, amen.
Yes, I see.
Oh, yeah, shout out to my three ex-wives. Let's mend the bridges. Stop asking me for money. I could have three or four at one time. Y'all could all got together. Now, see, after 73 years, my birthday was April 26th. My birthday just passed. And now, Ola BC, after 73 years, you telling me I should have got all three together and kept them all at one time.
Yeah.
Kept them all at one time.
Let me tell you something. If there were to be honest, sometimes it's difficult to be honest because a lot of times people make you feel ashamed of your honesty. But if we could be honest just for a moment, your ex-wife will tell you no, she would have never given you up just because you cheated.
Wow. Did I cheat? I don't know. Did I claim?
Please declare the truth.
She's still not admitting it.
I'm Catholic. I got to go to confession.
Come clean. It's only Sunday.
Come clean. Men don't do nothing now.
Let's not say that you cheated. Let's just say you diverted.
You went next door.
You diverted affection.
I guess you know, like Smokey Robinson. My heart went out to play or something. I don't know what. In the game, I lost you. What a price to pay. I'm sure paying a lot of price.
Well, you know, because I know of one young lady who left her husband because he quote-unquote cheated. When she left him and she came back out into the market, it was not long after she recognized that there weren't any people who were banging on her door. Not very many people were banging on a divorcee's door who was old at the time. You know, not very many people were banging on her door and offering her marriage. You understand? To the extent that eventually she ended up having an affair with a married man. And one day in her reflection and, you know, mood, one reflective mood, she realized, but what is this that I had said? Now I give up my whole thing. Somebody else gone with it. And now I take in crumbs from somebody else's bowl. So, sometimes we are hasty because we are constantly being taught what we should do and how we should be and what should be happening, when the truth is, you know, these things are coming about because culturally we differ from other cultures. And there are cultures who are practicing polygamy and are very successful at it. And we are the ones who are not practicing we're not practicing, but we, our divorce rate real high. And the most natural thing that seems to be happening is that our men have been consistently cheating. So at some point in time, I think
take a second look.
We have to stop and reevaluate
yes.
what we have learned, what we have been taught, and, you know, to the extent that with all we have been taught, how much of it is factual, how much of it is really, how much of it is working for us? Because what is the point you're adopting something that is not serving you well? You understand what I'm saying? You're adopting customs and practices that is contrary to your nature, and additionally, while it's contrary to your nature, it's not helping at all to have a more cohesive environment. It's not helping at all to have a not just a cohesive environment. I mean, by the time you turn around, the separation is so extreme that we really got to get our act together and our heads together.
Mm.
Mind you, I'm not even going to include the many times that we are faking headaches. Oh, my head is in, my back is in, this going wrong with me and that going wrong with me, to avoid the emotional interaction that are natural. You know, those natural interactions that we have, we shun in those moments because we are inundated with excess. And for some people, it's not even enough, and we find that it's too much. Oh, God, you're coming again. Can I break now? Oh, God. I want to sleep. My head is in there. My back is in there. So when we go through all
What I want to join in here, Cream.
Go ahead, join in here,
simply before we go too far. I just want to back up and give a statement here that is a little rough to let us know that the black woman is not the white woman. So we have adopted ways that were not conducive to our natural behavior. So when you see me wake up in the night and have a headache and not tonight, honey, that was never the black woman, because the black woman is so built that she was built for the speed. But since we became sophisticated in the Western way, we decided that we will now give men what we call the punishment. So all of those BS statement was really some little punishment for what he did earlier on in the day. And of course, we were watching too much Young and the Restless and Days of Our Lives, the white world, so we adapted certain behaviors. So that is what I want to intercede for a moment. Continue,
yeah.
And let's bring our male in.
Yeah. no disrespect, but my marriage was so bad, I had to fake orgasm. If we're telling the truth.
No. The female can fake orgasm. How does the male fake orgasm? Can you please elaborate? So that I will know when I'm being fake.
So you're getting taken of your gun. So you know when you're being robbed?
Well, not necessarily being robbed. I know when somebody is getting some of my food.
I had a headache and my back hurt.
This is the best radio program on a Sunday, then I don't care what nobody says.
This is going through.
Hey, Ron, could you get out of alimony by having a headache and a backache? I got paid. That's what I'm talking about. I got paid.
Okay.
Reparations from one way or another, you know. All Listen, brother, if I get back all that money, I'll be all right. Like we said in South Carolina, I have me a heap of friends.
I just tuned in, and I see that you were also talking about the climate, you know, and the strange rains and controlling the weather and stuff. They were in Vietnam. In Vietnam, United States controlled the weather to benefit their troops and to wash out the tunnel rats or the Vietnamese that were in the tunnel. To wash them out, and they control the weather by that, you know, and so on. That was a two-edged sword because we couldn't get our tanks. Our tanks had to be modified, you know, and so on. It had to have more air defense than anything. Defoliation, that's why Agent Orange came, was so bad, you know, mostly on everybody, mostly the brothers, because mostly brothers were in Vietnam, you know, and so on. So we don't know what's – and when you hurt Mother Earth, Mother Earth hurts you.
Oh, yeah.
And with all this methane, you know, with the methane that's coming out of the mountains and out of Antarctica and stuff because of – the temperature going up, the planet getting hotter, and there are places where there are actually fires happening because of this melting of the earth, you know, and this planet is an organism, a body, just like our body. Our temperature goes up, our blood pressure goes up, and so on, and we're so connected to this. You know, we don't think we're connected as it is. But when the planet hurts, we hurt. May take us longer. But there's just so much going on. But anyway, that's my thought for the evening, my little bit of levity. You know,
before that enlightenment of the faking of the bat.
I was just getting ready to go to another direction and talk about Brother Lazarus today. Awesome meeting. Very intelligent brother, you know, with regards to the Federation. With regard to history and so on, I appreciate him so much. I'm going to purchase some of his books and got to purchase Dr. Winborn's book. So remember, you know, Dr. Winborn is an author, you know, and we really need to look at his books and purchase his books and read them to get a greater understanding or another understanding. Another brother is 19 Keys, was also a brother that is astute, and so on. We need to connect and look at a lot of our brothers and sisters who are authors out there and writing about something. You know, leisure reading is okay. Nothing wrong with it. You know, but our people need knowledge and understanding. They need to be able to debate over something. One may agree, another may not disagree, but that's a means of communication and connection. So we should be doing that all the time, you know. My father said, I'm not here to make you happy. I'm here to make you wise, help you to get wise, you know, and so on. And, you know, we have to move in those directions. You know, continuously from our children from birth, you know, inside before they hit the sheets with their iPads, you know, and study, because the womb is the first part of education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the first part of education. You need to talk to your child, read to your child, laugh with your child, you know, and so on. And know that both people are there, both parents are there. You have a man, a masculine and a feminine aspect to that child. So when they are born, they have some knowledge and understanding of what they are, what they should be, you know, and they increase their curiosity. You know, that's what families do. That's what a family does. You know, well, we've gotten out of the way, you know, we need help to change that. We need help to change that. So when I'm 98 years old and I have my second child, I'll know better what to do.
Two more days, Ron.
Hey, don't listen. I told you what to say.
What did you say again?
98.
Okay.
Yeah, 98.
Well, you see, that's the reason for living the Sankofa way. Sankofa says, look into the Sankofa
way.
And not just where you went wrong, you know, because you got to learn from other people's mistakes. My grandmother used to say, you will never live long enough to make all the mistakes yourself.
No.
Learn from other people.
Yes. My friend in Ghana, he was 85 years old. 5 years ago, he had his 17th child.
Ooh. Wow.
I want to eat whatever he's eating. It's 17.
No, there's a gentleman who went to a doctor's office, and being that he was advanced in age, he said to the doctor, "Doc, my 23-year-old wife is pregnant." The doc, having a little more insight about his health, said to him, "Let me tell you a story. There was a man who was going into the forest to hunt, and he accidentally picked up his umbrella instead of his shotgun. While he was in the forest, he saw a deer, and he pulled the umbrella, and bam, the deer fell." And the gentleman replied to the doctor, "That's impossible, doc. Someone else must have shot that deer." He said, "That's exactly what I'm saying."
And that boy's on tonight.
So we would like to think that because he's in the motherland, that's right. He does have access to a lot of herbs and foods that would enhance his libido.
Was that a salacious accusation?
Not at all. I would hope for his sake that you know, being in the motherland, Sunni, he was able to access a whole lot of
good health.
Good health,
good health.
You know, these things
live
that
long.
Are conducive to being 85 and having a baby. I mean,
yeah.
I said that's a lot of moringa seeds.
Can you imagine?
That's a whole bowl of moringa seeds, I say. Oh my God, that's a conversation.
No, they do say you are what you eat. And I will tell you something. If you have ever tried to cut down a moringa plant to eliminate it and see the difficulty in doing so, you would fully understand why the gentleman was quite able to, you know,
to handle such matters.
Mm-hmm.
With ease and no difficulties.
Can no difficulties.
Can I do
so
it on eBay?
Moringa is wrong. Moringa is generic to where he resides currently. So, I don't want to begrudge him for a minute that such actions are possible. I mean, duh.
Well, I know that the people that are holding on are saying, what are we talking about? You know, bro.
let's bring them into
Sunday.
The conversation. You know, it's Shady Sundays where we take it from under the rug,
Sunday,
we bring it
in
forward, and we examine it. So is there any of my wonderful studio audience I would like to join the conversation for this Sunday? You have been listening in.
Or they only want to ask the address for the moringa.
I am just saying, for all those ambitious people out there who would like to know further about the moringa, you all can also ask any questions.
Is that the one that comes from Dominican Republic?
Not just the DR, it comes from Trinidad too, you know, we have that.
Okay.
Okay.
All mics are open.
Somebody is quietly inquiring of the location of the moringa trees in Trinidad.
I'm just looking for others. I'm just inquiring for other people.
Asking for a
I'm a health fanatic. I pass information on. 602-478.
You're just a middleman.
Yes.
It's not for me, it's for my sister.
That's right, it's for my brother.
I find everybody so quiet on this rainy Sunday evening, all they're quiet, sir.
Well, we can have a few noisemakers and we can have a few topics, but did you hear about the neighbor who shot the man, the five people next door to him because he was not feeling so well on Friday?
What?
In Texas
what
on Friday, and this actually happened for where we do the serious part on Texas on Friday, in Houston, Texas, a neighbor was shooting his gun in his front yard, and his neighbors came to him and said, can you please calm it down? There's a child that wants to sleep. A few minutes after, he went to their house and killed five of them, including the 8-year-old child.
Yeah.
He's now armed and dangerous and has not been caught.
Yes. I heard of him. He's from Mexico. He's trying to get back. They said they're tracing him going towards Mexico.
Yeah.
Terrible. You know. Terrible, you know, with how things are, and with these guns, with these crazy people, you know, we made it legal just to go out and shoot people, and nobody, no recompense, and that's another thing that we have to deal with our community, you know, with these young brothers getting out of jail and have nobody. No mother or no father, and the sisters as well, you know, you know, help them mentally. And people are doing this, you know, already. But I'm saying as far as the Ethiopian World Federation is concerned, I'm sure that in the near future we're going to be helping and handling our most important to our community and our families and so on. So,
yes, Queen. So you were aware of that?
No, I was not.
And it's a fairly affluent neighborhood. It's not like it's the ghetto and the projects and people running around half naked and starving. It's proper houses with lawns and gates and everything. So you would think this is like the middle class. And the family, they also came from Ecuador or some Spanish-speaking country as well.
You know,
but it was...
the socioeconomic status may have some influence on a person's demeanor and disposition, but it actually doesn't necessarily change their character if they're already predisposed, already have that temperament. And with MK Ultra mind control drugs, often very, very
prevalent in those situations.
I'm often very cautious because somehow that's not the ramblings of a sane person. A person who is has a propensity for violence isn't just crazy violent the first time. That person one would have observed, somebody would have been able to tell you, you know, he was in a road rage incident a couple months ago, or this happened a few months ago, or, you know, there's normally a itinerary, a listing that would substantiate someone doing something like this. So I would always be asking the question, you know, where did this stem from, and how long has this type of action been obvious, or when did this propensity for violence first present itself? Because, I mean, people do get annoyed.
Well, all I can say, I didn't hear about the wife present. So this character seemed to be living alone, because no one mentioned a wife. They mentioned he's not nowhere to be found, which means he left the house, obviously, because he was living right next door. But no one mentioned him having a family. So I guess he was a loner.
Well, you see,
so that's a potential for violence.
Like the house was abandoned. You're living in a dilapidated, you know, abandoned home.
Not that his excuses is behavior in any means. Let me make sure that people understand that I'm not striving to excuse his behavior. But for me, it is critical to understand what would prompt somebody to be so angry that they lose all sense of reasoning. You know?
He had to be very depressed at that time.
He had to be very something. I don't know if he's depressed, but he had to be very something.
And lonely means you're desensitized. You know, you know, people get desensitized, you know, to things. Like these kids, this is just my opinion, who are playing these games on the video where, you know, there's war and they're killing people and everything else. And depending on the mindset, you know, this is real. This is real. This isn't real to them. It's a game. And we grow up in that situation, you know, and hide in our rooms and do whatever we have to do with regards to not socializing, you know, not going out and play like we did when we were kids, you know. And those things
that's
are
so
very
important, you know.
You know, desensitization in schools. You know, that's what's happening too. You know, and some other countries, you have schools that you do an hour, 2 hours of study, and then you go out and play, and then you have a lab, you know, but you're always around each other to learn and teach and so associate. And these schools have the highest rate of graduations and intelligence because they're not forced to do, you know, they're forced to compete. You know, it's like people who study, like Dr. Robinson said a few weeks ago, if you study 12 or 16 hours a day, there's something that's wrong with you. But in those situations, they have the highest rate of suicide.
Oh, yeah.
You know? You know, we have to balance what we do with our children. You know,
exactly.
This isn't a competition. We make it a competition. You know, with IQ tests and what have you that weren't made for us in the first place. You know, I got a 166 IQ, and you know, but you can't talk to nobody. You know. And we have to adjust ourselves in the way we educate our children, you know,
these Chinese people or Asian people, Indians or Chinese or Japanese or Koreans, they come here and then they say, oh, we study 18 hours a day. Well, let me tell you something. If you study 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, you're stupid. There's no subject matter. If you're smart, if you got the high IQ like you say you have, there's no subject matter. Take 16 hours a day. I wasn't the smartest cat in the room, but I didn't have to study 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day to understand the subject matter. So I said to the Chinese guy, if you're studying 16 hours a day, 7 days a week.
You're way up your background noises coming through on the radio. I'm not sure who it is.
The truck passing next to me.
Okay. Oh, that's what that was. Okay, so we have busy people on the road. So go ahead, proceed, Dr. Robinson.
So I said to him, because he's saying that Harvard, Yale, and Princeton and the exams for specialty high schools for kids to get into, they have these interest exams, academic level, and your IQ and your GPA and all this stuff. And he said, well, they're lowering the standards for African Americans. I said, hell no. They're not lowering the standards for African Americans. They never lowered nothing for us. We always had to achieve things for ourselves. He said, well, you know, we spend 18 hours, 7 days a week learning. We spend 18 hours, 7 days a week. I said, well, if you spend 18 hours, 7 days a week just learning, then you got your damn mind. You're going to lose your mind completely. You're going to go crazy, okay? It doesn't – and if you have to study a subject matter 18 hours, 7 days, stop. Something wrong with you. Your comprehensive skills are off guard, okay? I got my PhD. I understand all the requirements and stuff like that, and I'm not saying I'm smarter than nobody, but I didn't spend, you know, 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then you're telling me that you're more intelligent than me because you're Asian or you're from India or whatever hell you come from. Hell no. You're not. Because the litmus test was already started, my brother, before you got here. I mean, this guy's like 29, 27, 26, whatever he was. But I'm telling him at 73, he's been here all these years, there's no standardized testing that other was demarginalized to make black people subsequently able to come into the system. There's no such thing. So they pretend that, you know, Asians are so smart, the Indians are so smart, and they have to be marginalized. They don't want us coming to the school. They don't want us coming over here and there. You can't come here and you can't just get here yesterday and think that you're going to dictate who can go to what schools and who can get into what programs and who is smart and who is dumb because you just got here. How can you make an assessment? And then your assessment is ill. Because you're saying to me, a person can study 18 hours a day, 7 days a week to get to a certain type of standard or IQ or GPA. That's ridiculous. Don't make no damn sense. And so they're marching around talking about discrimination against. And then he said if they didn't discriminate against Chinese people, something about 43% of the Ivy League colleges and universities will be filled up with Chinese. Well, first of all, my friend, you're only 3% of the population. Do the math. Impossible. There's no possible way, okay? The white people is the largest percentage of people in this country, the Europeans. And you're only 3% of the population. African Americans is only 13% of the population. So how in the hell are you going to all of a sudden, with your little 3%, cover 42% of the Ivy League universities and colleges and private schools, the parochial schools? Impossible. But they got this mindset that this cracker is teaching them, that you're special, you're smart, and these people are holding you down. I ain't holding you nowhere. And if you commit suicide every damn day, in China, they got hundreds of thousands of people a month committing suicide, working for these high-tech companies, trying to get to achieve high academic level, trying to get to a certain standard of income and employment. And they're jumping off roofs and all that crap, and then they want to come here and say that like I did something to them. No, my brother, you're not going to put that on me, not at all. You have a caller, 514-262.
Okay, 514, you're on the line.
Yes, I'm on the line.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to meet you.
Pleased to meet you, too. I don't know how long you have been listening that you heard what we have been having, but chime in with your conversation. Say this Sunday, you know, where we bring all the truths forward, we take it from under the rug, we bring it, and we examine it. So let me hear what you have to add for us this evening.
Hello.
Hello, caller, you're on the line.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yes. Thank you. I'm just like it's my first time to participate here. I'm based in Canada, and then came in, so I don't know the subject that was on the table. So I just dialed the number, and then So I think the better thing to do is to let me understand exactly what's on the. On the topic, what type of discussions is happening now? And if you have questions or you want to know about my own network of business, I'd be happy to talk. Right?
Well, wonderful,
my brother. Well, we have a whole variety of topics. So at this junction, rather than go over what is already passed, if there's anything of interest that you'd like to present, please feel free.
Yeah, mostly I wanted to know if the investors on the investors they're interested first of all to opportunities in Canada because we're based in Canada. Is that in real estate, in housings, in bankings, oil and gas, this type of project we work on, and we keep looking for investors every time in the U.S. So I don't know if it's something that maybe some of the participants of this today conversation is interested to look at. We have projects to open banks. We have a couple of real estate projects all over with guarantees in place. And we're looking for cash flow for some companies, some small and medium companies here that want to expand. That's all about it.
What's your name?
Pierre Rene.
What's your name?
Pierre. And Rene, R-E-N-E.
Pierre Rene. And you said you're from Canada?
Yes, from Canada, Montreal.
And you're looking to invest or you're looking for investors?
We can invest, depending on the type of project that we're talking about, the locations and everything. And then depend on the sector of the activities we're talking about. And we can also have
investors in our own project. It's private funding or institutional funding?
Private, mostly.
So I'll give you my email. You can email me some of the funding sources, and I can definitely get you some clients.
Okay.
Yeah,
but in the meantime, let me check. I mean, it's client that looking for funding or client that people wanted to invest.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that as well. That's perfectly fine.
We have a couple of projects in Dallas, real estate, in Texas, but also if people are interested to invest in, that would be interested. So give me your email, please. Let me take it down.
R like Robert, E like Eddie, V like Victor, R like Ron, O like Only, and like Nancy, the number 11, at gmail.com. And my name is Ron, R-O-N, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.
Okay. So Reverend Ron.
Pierani?
Yes, I'm here.
Mr. Pierani, you're listening to the Sadie Sunday show, and I would also like to have your phone number as possible. It's wonderful that you come on to our show.
Yes, phone number is 514.
Yeah.
262.
Yeah, 262.
Yeah, 06.
06.
64.
64. Thank you so much, and you can always continue listening. You know, this is a show, as I said, we examine all truths on Sundays. We examine things that people normally don't want to talk about. It's the Sunday show where we even sometimes we get onto the scriptures. We lead in every direction, but most of all, we bring the truths. We bring the things that you want to talk about, what matters most to you, what you want to share. And for this evening, I see that you're sharing with us that you're a great banker, you're in real estate, you're in banking, and you're from Canada. This is David you're speaking to, and it's a wonderful to have you on my show, my brother. Continue listening, and again, there's always wonderful people you can meet on this show and wonderful things to share. Tell your friends, and you continue listening. And, of course, join me every Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., same time, same place. So continue listening, my brother, and feel free to share at any moment. I see that your mic is open. Olabisi.
All right.
Olabisi. Queen Olabisi.
I am right here, ma'am.
I don't know if I got your husband because the amount of marriages we're talking about, I think I just got one from Canada for you. It is Sadie Sunday.
My wife and Olita just passed along all your findings without even investigating. Sure.
It is only radio, not TV, queen. I'm sure Mr. Pierre is still listening.
Sure, I'm listening. I'm here. I'm here. I'm listening. It's very interesting. Yes.
The old people say, believe none of what you hear and only half of what you see.
Really? So nobody here about my own accent, right?
So don't worry, you'll be in touch, and our goodly brother will ensure that you are vouched for prior to any further discourse.
Mm-hmm. I get it, but I have Mr. Ron Rubenson that gave me his email, and then he's still on the phone now, Mr. Ron.
Yes, I believe he is. Yes, Mr. Ron.
Yeah. So I have a lot of friends in New York there. Their name is Ron, too. So.
Wow. So wow.
Ron,
interesting.
Ron, yeah.
Interesting.
I have a lot of friends with the name Ron. So.
Wow.
So the email, just to repeat again.
That was a big slave owner.
Exactly. It's a big coincidence that I meet another Ron tonight. So,
all these runners, no walkers.
Ron is a reverend.
Everybody's running.
Ron is a reverend, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's why we have revron11@gmail.com.
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right. So I will send to you.
I give away my identity. I give away my identity to everybody. I don't know why I do that, but I.
Ron, I didn't have any Ron that disappointed me up to today, so I'm in confidence. I will send you
very good
email tonight, and then we discuss from there.
Yeah, man, no problem.
Mm. So where are you located, all of you? The radio is based in the U.S., in Caribbean or in the U.S., finally?
We are in New York City, Mr.
New York City. All right. Okay, good. So
But New York City.
Good. I'm 5 hours drive to New York.
And I'm in Connecticut.
Okay, good. That's fine. So I really want to be every Sunday part of this communication. I like to meet people. I like to share experience. I like to share opportunities and so on. Yeah. So I'll be sometime available in, if there's any kind of debate on different kind of sectors of activity that I mentioned already. And we'll be happy to share whatever to be shared. Ideas, funding perspectives, and then growth, and then the communities. I like to talk about communities investment. I was in Dallas in a black contemporary television that promote all blacks business in Texas.
Beautiful.
I found it very interesting. Very interesting. Beautiful. So when I sent you email, I sent you the link where you will see myself in the television there.
Beautiful.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, great, great, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So any project in mining, oil and gas, renewable energy, like solar, for example, we have project in Puerto Rico, a solar project in Puerto Rico, also a solar project in Dallas. Some cities in the U.S., they need energy. So they sign PPAs with investors, and they buy the energy. Yeah. And we can fund the PPA, that kind of PPA, we can fund it.
Beautiful, beautiful,
mm-hmm.
beautiful. They have a lot of oil deals in Nigeria that need funding.
Yeah. And then we have to ensure the transaction against any kind of failures, any kind of risk. We protect ourselves by subscribing international securities against investment with the banks like Lloyds Bank in London and Fidelity. So to mitigate the risk behind the project.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So if I have, I'm here. If there's any questions, I'm happy to answer. If I have any, I will definitely ask to the right person too. But I'm happy to be part of this radio today.
Well, we are very happy to have you, and as Mr. Pierre, our new honorary member of our Sunday program, we're thanking you so very much, and you can ask any questions. Those who are in our studio audience that's listening to Mr. Pierre, this is our new found brother, and of course, you will be with us on Sundays, same number, same time. Your mics are open for us.
Perfect. So I can leave now, or I can stay and listen to you?
You can stay and listen to me. We close at 9 o'clock. You're free on the side.
Okay, I get it. Okay, fine. I get it. So thank you again to all of you. And then,
you're most kindly welcome. You're talking to Sadie. It's Sadie Sundays. And, of course, you know, you're free to come on the show. This is where we talk the things that is on our mind. And, of course, we often have a topic that we discuss, but we are so individual on this side of town. We each carry on our own show. We do 10 shows in one. We started off talking about honoring Harry Belafonte, and we talk about certain things that happened in Texas, whereby a neighbor was so aggravated that he shot 5 members, neighbors that told him to put his gun away. He was making too much noise. And we went on to various other things, including the wives that we're going to choose for our husbands, and we were all over the place with wonderful conversations. Again, the things that people afraid to touch, that's exactly where we go. So, Queen, are you still on?
Most definitely.
While we entertain our guests with wonderful conversation, while the others are listening on, all mics are open, however, but Queen, you know, we only go fishing on Sundays, and sometimes we got the barracudas, and sometimes we got the sharks, and sometimes we get a nice kingfish. What would you say, Queen?
Sometimes you get tilapia. You're fishing in fun.
Once we don't bring the piranhas home, it's okay. But mics are open. Dr. Roberts, let me know who's there.
Yes, all mics are open now. Everyone can contribute.
Well, this is back on Sunday.
Well, it's quite a rainy Sunday. We know some people have to be, you know, tucked under their covers, perhaps. We never know how our Sunday would go. Where is Dr. Vincent today when we need him? He ran away from us?
Some people may have been called inside.
Well, those conditions exist truly, you know, when rain is falling, we know it's quite different from when the sun is shining. But there's something that I would like to touch upon that earlier on in conversation, when Dr. Robinson said he wanted to pray for the family of Jamie Foxx, etc. You know, there's some truth that we need to dig up here because we are watching the music industry. And we are seeing the music industry has quite changed from, let's say, the days of Harry Belafonte when it was in a more when it was a more harmonious time. But now we are watching the music industry, and we have to see it is a very wicked place, a place where a lot of occultism is going on. Because the very Grammy show, which took place a few months ago, it was a blood sacrifice ritual. We saw Sam Smith in a performance, wonderful performance. The stage was all in blood red. He himself performed in blood red. So we cannot overlook some of the things that are looking directly in our faces because we claim to have our eyes open, but my God, please don't go back to sleep. We have been comatose for too long. So if our eyes are open, we should now examine the very things that we are seeing before our eyes. So we are seeing Hollywood, or Hollywood, as I would say, with a blood sacrifice ritual on the day of the Grammy. And now we are hearing these strange things about Jamie Foxx being sick, Puff Daddy changing some kind of medicine for him, and a lot of strange things. But we know, fact is, Jamie Foxx is sick in the hospital and near deathbed. So we have to examine what is going on in Hollywood. A lot of people are speaking out right now because eyes wide open. So what are your take on this information here that we are seeing?
Excuse me, Sadie, I was on the phone and for a minute. What is the question?
The question being Jamie Foxx having, you know, a problem right now. I mean, examine the music industry and we examine Hollywood, or Hollywood as I would call them. And what is the truth coming out there when we are seeing that a lot of hip-hop and rap artists are coming out speaking and revealing and exposing what is going on behind those three doors that you have to enter or not enter according to where your success lies. And we are seeing a case of a lot of occultism, ritualistic performances going on, you know, and really, really demonic and devilish things coming from the music industry, including we say Queen Bee and about 16-year-old Sharon are listening to this terrible demon, and she's speaking of many strange things, you know, including, you know, blasphemy of all kinds. And yet we are just taking it lightly. So I'm saying this is not in the days of Harry Belafonte and the innocent, beautiful days, you know, where we kumbaya and dance around the fire.
Well,
this is a case where we have to examine what is going on in this here time. It's a very wicked, evil, occultic time. What are your takes?
You know, it's something. I'm sorry. It's something. Any company or people that go into an elitist category, when they got so much money, the money's not making them happy anymore. So they look for other things to do. And these cults or these meetings, you know, and so on, go on behind the door, you know, and so on, from bisexuality to, you know, whatever your thing is, drugs, and so on. And this is, and every elite society has that. They, because they don't have anything else. They got everything. There's nothing else that excites them. Mm-hmm. And you can say this from Rome to now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's a lot of stuff going on that's not right in the eyes of God and people. And then you have an industry that says, hey, listen, if you don't make the music like that, or if you don't sound like this, or you don't say this or that, we cut you off. You know, how much money do you need to make to support yourself and then to do something to benefit the community? They have so much money to taxes, they buy 3, 4, and 5 houses that for $5 million or $7 million or $30 million a piece. All right? That's personal. They donate. Some people are very strong in the community, and they don't – I won't say very strong, but in the community, and they donate to the community. But when the energy, you know, and that feeling, that high feeling is gone, and you got all this money, what else are you going to do? And that's where these cults and where these different things that they do behind closed door come in. And they'll never be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll never be satisfied. There's jealousy. They're saying that there's a saying that P. Diddy may have poisoned him. You know, and he's not the best person to do business with. But these are things that happen. You know, this is an elitist thing. You know, love brother Fox, funny. He takes care of his business, his family. He also contributes. You know, and stuff, but where that, when that energy drops, where you're sitting home and say, yeah, I ain't got nothing to do. What else am I going to do? You know, Ron, come over and bring 17 women, you know? I mean, you know, don't forget the cocaine, you know, and stuff. This is what's happening. This is what's happening. And it happens through the music industry and the film industry consistently. There's some people that don't even, all they do is show up for their movies and at the red carpet, and they go home with their families. You know, there's some that excitement. You know, you got $6 billion and you're bored and things are getting dull for you. You have everything. You know, and this is what it is. Really what it is.
Well, it's definitely
I do agree with the brother when boredom steps in. And you know, I had to sit in amazement when I heard Ellen DeGeneres in the height of COVID, who was sitting in a $10 million mansion, say that she feels like a prisoner in a $10 million mansion that has everything and then some. Because one of the things we have shunned is human companionship. We have shunned it because it commands respect, it commands reciprocity, for it to be harmonious. And because of that, we are suffering.
And she gives a lot of money away. So how much money is she making? How much money is she making? I mean, I'm not against people making money. Believe me. I want to be in that club. You know, how much is too much?
Well,
or is not enough?
Just imagine she's sitting in a $10 million mansion feeling like a prisoner. So I don't know if when
you're
that much.
That's an expensive prison.
It's a very expensive
thing. You know, and a lot of people, a lot of entertainers are in that situation. That's why they move from house to house or buy all these properties. You know, tax write-off or, you know, they're not working all, they work hard and a lot, but they say, oh, no, I want to go to the house in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to go, you know, always moving around because there's nothing else to do but what they do.
Yes.
You know, it's a shame, you know, but that's how these things are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so much going on when I was in the entertainment field. Mm-hmm. I was 17, 18, 19 years old. And it hasn't stopped.
What I want to say here, Corliss, is like chime into this conversation. When you become a prisoner of your mind, where do you go or where could you go to escape? Because anywhere that you bring your physical self, you are bringing that incarceration with you because you are miserable with your own self. So really the physical location doesn't provide any harmony or happiness or gratification. So you have five houses, it becomes five jails, you're miserable in everyone, you run from one to one trying to find that happiness, when the true happiness that you have been looking for all along would have been laid inside your miserable soul, which has not found happiness. So you tend to probably say, I'll buy another house or another boat or probably get another wife or husband. But truly, when we see these states of affair, we have seen an individual who have not yet feel comfort with self. And in finding self, I say if we find $1 million, the next thing we should do is try to find self, because just living with your unbearable self could be too much, even a $10 million mansion. So I can just imagine that demon called Ellen DeGeneres, how she's probably running from herself to try to find comfort for all the wicked things they have done. So that's my take on the matter.
Allegedly done.
You're at the end now.
Allegedly done. I was not there.
You're at the end of the stage.
Well, we're certainly coming to the top of the hour, and you know this is Sadie Sunday, we're all truth exposed, but we ask you to come again on Sundays between 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. I don't want to rob anybody of their 3 minutes, but I don't know where we are. I guess it's somewhere near 8:57, is it? But we go down to the very last minute. We have already paid our commercials, so we can talk to our faces, but we got 3 more minutes, don't we? So we're not going to say our good nights prematurely because we're still rapping on this side. We're hanging out. Let's go, Queen.
Definitely. And, you know, just to touch on what the brother was just saying, you know, when you become stated, this young man, Justin Bieber has a song called Lonely. If you ever listen truly to the words of that song, it is phenomenal. It is really an insight of what goes on. You know, people criticize me, but when you have everything, but you don't have anybody to talk to, again, we are longing for human companionship. People misconstrue companionship with intimate exchange. And even intimacy is misconstrued because people think that it involves copula. But it is not necessarily so, because that whole aspect of being able to laugh and share, you know, caring for somebody, stepping outside of the box and really going out there and meeting people, is a really phenomenal thing, you know? And suspending hypocrisy, I think
we have gotten to the point where we need to be able to understand that we have to let go of hypocrisy. Corona did do some of that for us, because by now, after having gone through that for that ordeal for, 18 months, pretty much we should be at a stage where we're loving and saying that we love and meaning that we love and loving with truth and integrity, you know, where we understand that unity is our only strength, and having the ability to link our yokes evenly so that one doesn't necessarily burden the other. You know, a chain is as strong as its weakest link, and we need to be individually strong so that we can be collectively stronger. So I'm hoping that, you know, we're almost in the middle of 2023 already, and that just goes to show how fast time is ticking. And when time is ticking that fast, we really need to ensure that we utilize it well.
That's right. And time is surely ticking, Queen, because we are racing to the top of the hour. I know we have about 2 minutes left, but we can do so much in 2 minutes on this side of the world. You know, we can have a wedding and a divorce and a christening within that 2 minutes before 9 o'clock. But so far, we were cruising to our 9 o'clock. We wouldn't do anything too drastic, but we want to thank each and every one who came out on this wonderful rainy Sunday where you could be under your covers with your significant other, for all our wonderful brother who came from Canada, his first time on the show. We ask you to please join us again next Sunday. It's never the same. Every Sunday there is great wonders. And I want to say, this is Sadie Gomez, Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, saying to you good night. Thank you so very much also to my co-host.
Ten commandments of man given to a man through the inspiration of I, Prince Buster. One, thou shalt have no other man but me. Two, thou shalt not encourage no man to make love to you, neither kiss nor caress you, for I am your man, a very jealous man, and is ready to lay low any other man that may intrude in our love. 3. Remember to kiss and caress me, honor and obey me in my every woman fancy, 7 days a week and twice on Sundays, cause at no time will I ever be tired of IT hit. Honor my name so that every other woman may honor it also. 5. Thou shalt not provoke me to anger, or my wrath will descend upon you heavily. Night, or annoy me with your ear, saints. Commandment 7. Thou shalt not shout my name in the street if I'm walking with another woman, but wait intelligently until I come home, then we both can have it out decently. For I'm your man, a funny man, and detest the scandal in public places. Commandment 8. Thou shalt not drink nor smoke or use profane language, for those bad habits I will not stand for. 9. Thou shalt not commit adultery, for the world will not hold me guilty if I commit murder. 10. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's dress,
nor her shoes, or her bureau, nor her bed, nor her hat, nor anything but her. Neither shalt thou call my attention to anything that may be for sale in any stores, for I will not give thee anything but what you actually need for your purpose. Those are the Ten Commandments of man, given to all man by me, Buster.
Yes, that's it.